Praise the name of the Lord. We thank God for the lead pastor, Dr. Jerry Ara Nelson. We thank God also for the Bishop Perry and the church that he has come with. Clap your hands to the Lord. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Praise the name of the Lord. We continue our series, which we started in the morning, about weapons for spiritual warfare. But this evening we are doing part two, weapons for spiritual warfare, part two, from the book of Acts chapter number 12 and verse 1. Amen. The Bible says, "Now about that time Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, and he killed James the brother of John with a sword, and because he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then these were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him," meaning Peter, "he put him in prison and delivered him to the four squads of soldiers to keep him, intending that after Easter to bring him forth to the people." But listen to verse number 5. "Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing for him by the church and to God." And I jump to verse number 12, and the Bible says, "And when he had considered a thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together," doing what? What were they doing? Praying. "And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken by the name of Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, and ran in and told how Peter stood at the gate. And they said unto her, 'Thou art mad.' But she constantly affirmed that it was even so." Okay, let me just stop there. Lift up your right hand. Father, we thank you and we bless you once again as we are gathered here, Jehovah God, at Westmoreland. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We pray for the hand of God. We pray for the move of God. We pray for the fire of the Holy Spirit. We give you praise and we give you glory. For you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. In Jesus' name, amen. The book of Acts, before I get into details in my presentation, is known to some people as the Acts of the Apostles, but I call the book as the Acts of the Holy Spirit because it was the Holy Spirit in action in the lives of the apostles. Now, you remember from the book of Acts, chapter 1, chapter 2, Jesus told the disciples to say, "Don't worry, I have to go, because if I don't go, the Comforter will not come." And Jesus, after he rose from the dead, he was on earth for 40 days. And as he was about to leave this earth, the disciples were worried to say, "If you leave us, who will give us the power?" But Jesus told them, "Don't worry, it is important that I go, because if I don't go, the Comforter will not come." And then on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came. And you understand, Peter, before that, he denied Jesus three times at three different occasions. And the other time, one of the soldiers said, "Even you were one of them." He says, "No, I don't know this man. I don't know what you are talking about." I don't blame Peter for denying Jesus three times. One of the reasons he denied Jesus three times was because at that time he did not yet receive the power of the Holy Spirit. But the same Peter, after he received the power of the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2, verse 38 up to 41, he preached a long sermon and 3,000 people came to know the Lord. I don't blame you why sometimes people ask you to lift up your hands. They tell you what to do. I don't blame you. You do that because you lack the anointing. You lack the power. You need the power of the Holy Spirit. And I can take it in details now as we approach this text. Herod was very excited because he was persecuting Christians. As he was persecuting Christians, people were clapping hands. And he took Peter and put him in prison. But the church, I believe they said in Acts chapter 12 and verse 5, Herod, enough is enough. They went on their knees. So as I'm talking about weapons for spiritual warfare, the other weapon I want to bring to your attention is prayer. Because a Christian who doesn't pray, that Christian can never survive. Prayer is like breathing. If you don't breathe, you cannot survive. So every child of God, every Christian should be a man and a woman of prayer. You need to kneel down and pray. Theology is good, but I like neology. And neology, you are talking about kneeling down to pray to God. Because the more you talk to God, the more power will come upon you. Even in Acts chapter 2 says, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were together in one place, in one accord, and they were praying, and the Holy Ghost came. I have never heard of any revival that was born out of just talking. All the revivals were born out of prayer. I was in Los Angeles, California in 2004 attending the Azusa Street Revival. And as I was there, we heard a story of this African man who had only one eye and they were discriminating him at the Bible College. But he started to pray. He started to seek the face of God, and revival hit California and the other parts of the world. I want you to know that prayer is the key. You need to talk less and pray more. You need to talk less and pray more. Because the more you talk, the more you lose power. But the more you pray, the more you gain the power of the Holy Ghost. So you need to spend much time in prayer. Paul was a man of prayer. Jesus was a man of prayer. Peter was a man of prayer. All the great men in the Bible were men and women of prayer. Oh, we have been talking enough. We have watched a lot of talk shows on the American television. But it's time to pray. It's time to seek the face of God. It's time to exhort Him. It's time to lift up the name of Jesus. So prayer is a very powerful weapon. Because Peter came out of prison as a result of prayer. Because if they did not pray for him, he was going to remain in prison. But because of prayer, Peter came out of prison. And even when he came out of prison, even the very people that were praying we are doubting now. No, young lady, you are lying. Peter cannot come out. I have come to America to let you know that God has heard your prayers. And God will surprise you. God will surprise you that the things that you have been praying for, He has answered your prayer. Revival is coming back to America. The Bible will come back to the schools. Prayer will come back to the schools. America, go back to God. America, go back to God in the name of Jesus. Prayer is the key. And it happened also in Acts chapter 16 verse 25. Paul and Silas, as they were in prison, they were praying. They were praising God. Prayer will allow you to come out of your bondage. The bondage of sickness. The bondage of diseases. The bondage of anything that you can talk about. Prayer. One day the doctors diagnosed me with a stomach ulcer. And they said, you don't have to eat chili. You don't have to drink Coca-Cola. They tried to give me antacids. They say, we can't heal this disease. We can only control it. I went on my knees to pray. To say, you ulcer, you are a foreign object in my body. You cannot remain in my body. I refuse you. I refuse you in the name of Jesus. You see, the Bible says my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you don't know the authority you have in Jesus, that's why you have that disease, you have that sickness in your body. But I pray for you today. Come back to your senses. Come back to your senses and understand that that disease is not actually your disease. And sometimes you confess and say, my asthma, my sugar diabetes, my arthritis, it is not yours. It belongs to the devil. Refuse it in the name of Jesus. Refuse it in the name of Jesus. Don't accept it because it doesn't belong to you. In Jesus' name. Prayer is a very powerful weapon. You wonder why when you ask, like in Africa, you ask people to say, no, there is a banquet. There is food. Come, we will enjoy. Many people will come. But when you invite people and say, we are coming to pray, you only have 10 people. People don't want to pray. But I want you to know, if you don't pray, you'll be a weak Christian. But when you pray, you'll be a strong Christian. Because prayer will allow you to connect with God. And as you connect with God, all the evil yokes will be broken in your life because of prayer. Prayer is talking to God and God talking to us. Prayer is communication between you and your God. You need to continue to pray. Don't allow the flesh to tell you are tired. It happened at the Garden of Gethsemane. When Jesus took Peter, James, and John to pray, they were tired. And Jesus came back to them to say, guys, watch and pray that you may not fall into temptation. Because the spirit is willing, but your body is weak. That is why you need the Holy Ghost to help you when you are weak. For the Bible says we know not how we ought to pray, but the Spirit of God, with groanings that cannot be uttered, intercedes for us. You need the Holy Ghost. I need the Holy Ghost. Which brings me to my other point, which is another weapon, is the power of the Holy Spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit. Somebody shout power. Somebody shout power. Somebody shout power. Somebody say, Lord, I need your power. Somebody say, Lord, I need your anointing. Somebody say, Lord, I need your grace. Let me read for you from Ephesians chapter 1. And verse 19 up to 21, I'm going to show you the three types of power. Because the English language is limited. So I'll take you to Greek and show you three types of power. Let us begin to read in verse 19 of Ephesians chapter 1. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to answer us who believe according to the working of his mighty power. Power number one, mighty power. Which he wrought in Christ when he was raised from the dead and was set at his right hand and in the heavenly places. Verse 21. For above all principalities, power and mighty and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. The first kind of power is known as exousia, which is the authority. Luke 10:19 says, behold, I've given you power and authority to trample on scorpions and on serpents and against all the powers of the enemy. Hallelujah. And that kind of power is known as exousia, the power to become the children of God. John 1 verse 12 says, to all who received him, to all who believed on his name, they have been given the right to become the children of the living God. Because if you die today, you know that you are a child of God. And because you know that you definitely go to heaven. You have that right to be called the children of the living God. Behold, I've given you power and authority, exousia. If you are driving your car and maybe you are running too fast and the traffic officer stops you, you stop immediately. Why? You are not afraid of the traffic officer per se, but you are afraid of the government. He's been given power by the government to stop you. So he has the authority, he has the power. Now it's the same to you and I. We've been given authority, we've been given power by God to trample on serpents and on all the powers of the enemy. I quoted T.L. Osborne in the morning and I told you, he said, until he realized that actually it was the devil who was afraid of him, that then he doesn't have to be afraid of the devil. So stop running away from demons. Demons are afraid of you. Demons are under your feet. You have the exousia. You have the authority. You have the power. But because of lack of knowing, you find you have got headache. You keep on drinking medication. Rebuke that headache in Jesus' name. Tell that headache you don't belong in my body. Come out of my system. Come out of my body. Command that sugar diabetes. Command that arthritis to leave you alone, because Jesus healed you 2,000 years ago. You were healed 2,000 years ago. The other kind of power is known as dunamis. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8 says, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Then you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, and in Samaria. Do you know people who don't have the power of the Holy Ghost, they give pastors a lot of headache? Because you have to tell them everything. Lift up your hands. Give an offering. Now pray. Come for intercession. Somebody who is filled with power, they'll be the first ones to come to church. They'll be the first ones to give the offering. They'll be the first ones to pray. They'll even tell you, Pastor, when is the next prayer meeting? Do you want to make your pastor happy? You need to ask him, when is the next prayer meeting? It means you are hungry and thirsty for the things of God. Dunamis power. But Peter, before he received that power, he was a coward. He denied Jesus 3 times. My friend, you need the power of the Holy Ghost. You cannot even go out to win souls if you don't have the power of the Holy Ghost. First, wait in Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. Because without the power, you are weak. That's why the disciples of Jesus, Peter, James, and John, failed to pray. And Jesus said, you couldn't even pray with me for an hour? It means at least every mature Christian, you must at least pray for an hour. Those popcorn prayers you pray for 5 minutes, Lord, you know I'm from work, I'm tired. You understand. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. My friend, you are playing games. The devil does not sleep. He's busy attacking the children of God. When you pray, you must mean war. When you pray, you must be serious. When you pray, you must mean business. So you need the anointing to help you to pray, because the flesh is weak. But the Spirit of God is willing. So don't follow the flesh. Follow the Spirit of God. And when you follow the Spirit, and the Bible says, they that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. You need to be led and guided by the Holy Spirit. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, before we are given weapons in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 says, therefore, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his mighty. And that kind of power, which is my last point, is called kratos, dominion, power to rule. Oh, I feel the presence of God. You need that power to rule. From exousia, you need to get dunamis. And from dunamis, you need to get kratos, which is the higher anointing. There is a higher level to the anointing. There is a higher level to God's power. That is why some of you, when you are sick in your body, you go and buy medication, self-medication, and you drink, you find it doesn't help you. But when you visit the general practitioner, who is a doctor, and prescribe some stronger medications with more power, you find that pain goes away. I want you to know there is a higher level to the anointing. There is a higher dimension to the anointing. And you must cry for the higher level. You must cry for the Kratos power. Dominion. Power to rule. You see, the Lamborghini car has got about 1600 horsepower. When it is parked, you may not experience that power if it is parked. But allow it, for example, to go on your highway I-95 and it's moving fast. You feel the power. So Kratos power is power in action. Power in action. That is Kratos. Power in action. We don't have to worship with people who are demon possessed. When we are singing, the demons must manifest and come out of people. When we are preaching, the demon must manifest and come out. And I've got no time to ask a demon questions. How many are you? Where do you come from? Those questions are irrelevant. One word, you demon, get out. And the demon must leave. Why? Because I have the exousia. I have the dunamis. I have the Kratos power. I feel the presence of God. You don't have to be weak in your Christian life. You don't have to be weak in your Christian walk. You need to lift up your hands and say, Lord Jesus, I need your grace. I need your anointing. I need your power. I need your glory. For it shall come to pass afterwards that I shall pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Oh, I feel the presence of God. You need the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You need the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, for the kingdom of God has suffered violence, and the violent people, they take it by force. We take Wilson by force. We take America to Jesus. We take Wilson by force to Jesus. We take the place by force to the Lord. You need the power. I need the power. Because on my own, I cannot make it. It is not by mighty or by power, but by the Spirit of the living God. I need the power of God. You need the power of God. The Bible says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. You need the anointing. I need the anointing. Please don't go and do the work of God before you can be anointed. It is a tragedy, because the sons of Sceva, they tried to do the work of God with their own power. They were embarrassed. But I'm here to let you know, just come to Jesus and tell him, I need your anointing. I need your power. I need your glory. And as you cry to him like that, he will anoint you. For it is not by mighty, it is not by power, but by the Spirit of the living God. Peter, before he received power, he was a coward. He was a doubtful person. But Peter, after power, he preached a long sermon. 3,000 people came to Jesus. I decree and I declare, he doesn't need a million people to change America. He doesn't need a million people to change Wilson. It needs men and women, few in number, who shall lock themselves up and pray. And pray day in and day and every night. And the power of God will come. And when the power comes, your life shall be changed. You need the power. You need the anointing. You need the hand of God. Your intellect cannot help you. Your knowledge cannot help you alone. You need both knowledge and power. Like the Apostle Paul, he was a philosopher, but he had the anointing of God. You need both. I need your glory. Do not leave Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. You need that power, my friends. You need that power so that you can be able to make it to preach the word of God. Because using your own power, you get tired. But with God's power, you engage in another gear. And you begin to flow without getting tired. You need that power. We need Christians who can pray for hours. Not only 30 minutes, you are tired. For some of you, 30 minutes is even too much. 5 minutes, you are yawning already. You need the power. You need the power. So that God can give you that grace, that anointing. In the mighty name of Jesus. Stand with me, I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. We need this power. We need this anointing. We need this grace. Lift up your hands. Just worship the Lord a little bit before I call an altar call. Thank him for the message. Father, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the adoration. In the mighty name of Jesus. Karabashatarabu. In Jesus' name. Thank you for your grace. Okay, now listen to me. A Christian without power is like trying to drive a car without a battery and no gas. You need the power. The power is the fuel that will keep you going. So you are here today. You say, man of God, I want you to pray with me so that the power of the Lord can be upon my life. I want to be a strong believer. I don't want to be a weak Christian. I want to be a strong believer. Yes. If you are that person that need that grace, come and stand with me. I invite you to the altar. May you come to the altar. May you come to the altar. Asking God to give you power. Asking God to give you the dunamis anointing. Just come to the altar. I'm going to pray with you. We need this anointing. We need this grace. We need this power. In the name that is above every name. Just stand. Lift up your hands to the Lord. As you are coming, lift up your hands to the Lord. Lord, I need your glory. Lord, I need your power. Lord, I need your anointing. Lord, I need your grace. In the mighty name of Jesus. May you lift up your hands, pray with me this prayer. Say, Heavenly Father, may you anoint me with your power, with your anointing. In the name of Jesus, I am hungry. I'm thirsty for your glory, for your power. Fill me afresh. Anoint me afresh. Revive my life. Revive my life. In the name of Jesus. Sing a song, my brothers, as we are praying.
You are great.
Come, Pastor Jerry, stand that side.
So great.
Stand that side. Karabo
Shatarabahai.
I release the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Ghost come upon you.
Like you, for you are
let the Holy Ghost come upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus.
So great.
Let the Holy Ghost come upon you. Let the Holy Ghost come upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus.
You deserve.
Let the anointing come upon you. Anoint these musicians. Anoint them, Lord. Anoint them, dear Jesus. Anoint them, Messiah. Anoint them, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Receive the anointing. Receive the anointing. Everybody here, receive the anointing. Receive the anointing. Receive the Holy Ghost anointing. Receive the Holy Ghost power. Receive the Holy Ghost anointing. Be revived. Be refreshed. Be renewed by the Spirit of the Lord. Lord, I've preached your word. Let the anointing fall. Let the anointing fall in the mighty name of Jesus.
There is no one.
Let the anointing fall upon your people. Let the anointing fall upon your children. Receive the anointing. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Okay. Just a minute. Just a minute. Okay. May you lift up your hands high. Just say, Heavenly Father, breathe upon me, Spirit of God, Holy Ghost, come upon me now. I am hungry. Come upon me now. Touch me. Give me power. Power. In Jesus' name, I've received the power. Open your mouth. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him for the power. Thank him for the anointing. 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 Karabasha tarabaharaba handi. Ribadianda rabaharabahaya. Rimama mama 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 mama. Ye remende reboho. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. I pray for my daddy here. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Tarabasha tarabaharabahaya. Ribarianda rabariandere. Remende reboriondo robo. All of you, receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Tarabasha tarabarianda rabaha. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise. Thank you for your grace. Yes, come on, yes. Take it. Karabo shata raba haraba. Yereberianda raba hande. Horoborianda rabo. Rikama manderebo hondo roboha. Re. Power. Kurabashanda rabahaya. Receive. The Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Karabasha tarabaha. Rikamande reborianda rabaha. Power. Just a minute, my brother. Okay, wait.